This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor's a dope way to start a podcast. You don't have the equipment, that's fine, because with the Anchor app, you can record right off of your phone. You're worried about trying to distribute it? That's cool too. You don't have to worry about that because Anchor will distribute your podcast to major streaming platforms such as Spotify and Apple Music. So get started with Anchor. Get your voice out there. Hey, what's up? This is your host, Pete McCarvin, and join me as we explore the great unknowns.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your country cousin, Pete McCarvin, a.k.a. Peter Mac. We back with another episode of the Great Unknowns. This time, I got a lady for y'all. Yeah, I haven't had a lady on here. She the first lady to be on here. Met this lady over a year ago when I first met her. I was just getting back from a deployment, a six-month deployment with the Navy, hooked up with my boy Kevin Davis. He had a spot up in Temecula, was an hour away from San Diego. She was on the show, a couple other comedians, male comics, and he pointed her out, and he was like, oh, there, she real raw. I'm like, come on now, auntie ain't raw. She was like, my auntie ain't raw. After she got on tape, I'm like, oh, that's auntie there. Hey, auntie. She hails from the Hub City. Compton, CA.
Oh,
and you talk to her, you can tell she from Compton, CA. Like I said, you know, she that light-skinned auntie that is the shit and knows she the shit over everybody. But she ain't the single one who just go around just always got a little young thing on because she actually got a husband. And what, she got three kids?
Yeah.
Three kids. Yeah. Okay, y'all just wanted to make sure I got the right three kids. Y'all give it up for Miss Tamiko Kirkland. How you doing, lady?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been over a year, man. What you been? Well, I see one thing you've been up to. You started trucking now, so
yeah, that's different. That's different. It's the big hoopla, so don't believe the hype.
Yeah, I mean, no, trust me, I don't truck. Well, you did you have a felony? Because, you know, usually when dudes get to trucking, like, oh, this nigga, he trying to avoid his third strike. That's why he went to trucking like, no. Yeah, I can't go back in them streets.
No, for real. My felony turned, it got expunged, but that ain't why I'm in it.
Okay, I'm about to say, because usually when, I don't know about female, when dudes turn to trucking, it's like, right. He on strike number two. He got to make a move. Right, if not, he going back to the pen for life.
Right. That nigga need a second chance.
Basically. So what made you decide that you were going to just start trucking?
You know what? I don't know. I'll just be jumping into all. My mother say I'll do anything. I was talking to a friend that's a truck driver, and I was like, I'm going to go to school and try it. I never thought I'd really be doing it, but I actually enjoy it. I enjoy it. The pay, you got to get with a bigger, you got to get your own truck if you want real money. Trucking ain't like it used to be back in the days.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't be just like, at a job making more money, probably.
Ain't nothing like it used to be back in the day. Even Navy benefits, military benefits ain't like they used to be now back in the day. A retirement system now. I got grandfather in the old, you do 20, you get a pension for the rest of your life. Now, they were sitting down telling us to change over. They were like, well, you paying and what we paying already? My mom said, that's a 401k. No, I said, the fuck it ain't. That's a 401k. I know I said, you want these kids to give up their lives and put their life on the line for the country to get a fucking 401k?
Right.
I said, oh, yeah. I said, no, none of my people will be coming in this. No, they won't be coming in this. No.
Yeah.
I said, the kicker was I gave you my prime, which is 18 to 38.
Wow.
You give me a pension. Now you telling me I got a no, go, oh, God, no. No, fuck you and have a nice day. No,
Right, right.
So, but you said you one of them. So you one of them kids. You that child of your mama family. Every week you come, so mama, I'm going to be an astronaut today.
Yeah, my mama be flying planes next week. I started school already, and I graduated.
Your mama probably got to the point she didn't even want to cuss you out. Like, yeah, Tamiko, that's fine, baby. Hey, do me a favor, get that chicken out the freezer for you girls. Yeah, go on, be a little astronaut. Yeah, before you go to the moon, make sure you take that take the chicken out the freezer, put them turn them beans off on that in that crock pot. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, for real, I'm that child for real.
Oh man. I never could understand. I got, I've had like two brothers like that. And I just, both of them, one on my mama's side, one on my daddy's side. And I just look at them like, Huh?
Yeah, nigga, what you doing? You know?
Well, one, I knew he was lying to keep my mom off the set that he was dope dealing. I knew that. Yeah. I just kept that on the wrap. Because, like,
yeah,
you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. The only thing you're going to do is go try to move them 2 8s later on tonight. You ain't trying to, man, boy, yeah. Boy. You just trying to throw mom off the set. You trying to move them 2 8s. We all know. then when he got caught, it was like, well, he can't lie about it no more.
Right, no shit, man.
I can't lie about this.
I went to prison too for the same shit, trying to be a dope dealer. I done did a little bit of everything. I'm 50. Man, I can honestly say I lived.
Nah, see, you one of them women you gotta watch though, because y'all older women spelling y'all, because y'all be the ones that be. Y'all be the one that, mama, I'm sorry. Y'all be the one that fuck good. I hate that to say that. But y'all be the one that be like, man, you know that girl crazy shot him. All right, but look here, dog. I be like a female. You don't even know how she treat me, though, dog. All right, so I wanted them new Jordans. She got them for me. And she shot me last week, and she bust me upside my head. She ain't kill me, though, bruh.
Right. She
know me. You know, okay, yeah. She shot at me, but she shot at that nigga that was talking crazy to me at the club. She shot at him. Right. She shot at him. Why you stay with her? Nigga, you know I stay with that girl. Come on, bro. What's understood don't need to be said. You know what that girl
right.
I let them old men be like, know why you staying with her. And it ain't because of them Jordans she bought you. She knocking you out them Jordans.
Right.
She knocking you out them Jordans. She making you see the stars. Without having to be an astronaut. She taking you to the moon.
Right.
Yeah. So do you drive across the country just up and down the West Coast, or where are you?
Well, now I'm just local. Okay. At first, I was driving. I went to like 7 different states, but I was out on the road by myself when I first started. And then I got with a partner, and I started getting homesick, being away from home so long and stuff.
Yeah, because I noticed that, like, all your pictures are on your Facebook story. You are always posting your kids and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, oh, snap. And then, like, you and your husband, y'all be taking them pictures, like that picture y'all took when y'all went to Alcatraz. I had to get your ass on that one. I said, man, why do you look like the senior pictures from 1993? I said, ain't that the shirt? I said, that's the shirt Kane had on in Boys and in the Men's Society when Old Dog shot the Koreans, wasn't it?
Right.
I said, he look like that dude that be like, oh, so you let old girl talk you in the back. Man, fuck y'all, man. She wanted to just take that picture. She got you locked around wrapped around her finger, homie.
Right. My husband just go with the phone. Like,
I saw the look on his face. It's to look like you like, he like, man, I want to take this bullshit off. So,
he's like, what the fuck, man? She posting this shit.
And I saw in his face, I said, ooh, that look like the picture my uncle took with my auntie back in 91. I know that picture.
We be smiling and shit. They be like, you done? Shit.
Yeah. I can tell looking at y'all, because who that was that posted that shit not too long ago? They were talking about, we tired of y'all fighting all the time and then making up. And I said, we getting sick of y'all. We like, don't worry about it. I said, see that? Y'all looked at their picture. I said, ooh, they look like they do that too. They look like that. I'm sick of your motherfucker. You get on my nerve. Da-da-da-da. Smile.
Right. No, that's for real.
Let me tell your ass something. I'm tired of your mother.
No, for real, that's me. That's why I put, so what? He said, what would that thing say? I'm tired of y'all. She done shot you, hit you,
broke
up with you 23 times, and you want us to say happy anniversary. So the fuck what? We've been together, goddammit.
See, and I'm like that drunk uncle that's sitting inside. See that what they talking about right now.
Yeah.
You know, y'all got that one uncle that's in the sideline watching y'all too. Say, see that shit we talking about right now.
Right.
Don't call the cops come. Yeah.
That's true.
Let me ask you a little bit about your family now. If we get to, how long have you and him been together though?
We've been together 26 years. Jesus, it's not easy.
I can't make it 26 days with somebody.
Oh my God. If we was to ever divorce, I'm not going to do 26 minutes. You got 26 seconds and let's go on and call this off. Shit. We've been together 26 years. We've been married 19. We have our 3 children. They're 20, 22, and 23. But, this.
So y'all did the average ghetto thing. One of y'all babies was at the wedding.
All 3 was at the wedding.
Yeah. Boy, you can't. Niggas, I tell you, boy. They all in the party. Baby, stop running around. Not like, I'm sitting there, look at these kids.
Right.
Their parents with. But no, hey, but he's a strong man, because I know I love me some high yellow women, light skinned women. Yeah. Him dealing with you, I need to talk to him after this. I'm gonna have a podcast with him and be like, bro, how did you do it? You stay with a light skinned woman for 26 years. I can't do 26 days.
Right, right. No, for real. I done called the police.
Cause like I'm saying, because you know, because everybody like said when I got in that relationship, I was in Atlanta, they were shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that pictures I had of everybody like, what?
Well, damn, what happened? Y'all ain't together no more?
Man, we been not together no more. That's been over a year, man.
Oh, man.
Notice damn. I ain't been posting them. You ain't noticed that?
You know what? Relationships is hard. It's hard.
Especially with you yellow women.
I told him, I don't know how to fuck. Can I cuss?
Yes. We been cussing, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, I don't know how the fuck we've been together this long. I don't like him and he don't like me.
Oh, that's the beauty. That'd be the beautiful ones though. So y'all done already hit that age like them old people. See, I got a joke I tell on stage. I say, you know what my relationship goals is to me? When I can get to where my grandparents and I can just cuss you the fuck out and just tell you how I feel about you. Can't stand your old wrinkled ass. You wrinkled, yeah, you like old butter. Your wrinkled old yellow ass. Mama, I can't stand your ass. Don't you have prostate cancer? When you gonna die? I told you had breast. I thought I said you had breast cancer. I thought he said you had prostate cancer. When you gonna die? Touche, nigga.
Right. Right. No, for real. Goddamn, that shit is real life.
Hey, you know it's bad when you with somebody like, and y'all get to fight. Like, all right, we've been doing good for 5 days now. I'm like, wait a minute, you've been doing good? Like, you know, because I used to hear my granddad and my grandma say, all right, now, we've been doing good. Now, don't start this shit. We've been doing good. I'm like, what you mean you've been doing good? I'm going to say this. I heard an old dude or somebody older that I knew. I asked my his wife, I said, me and her broke up. I don't talk to her. I'm like, oh, man, y'all getting divorced? No, we still mad. I just broke up with him. He's like, I don't go with him no more. Like, what you mean you don't go with him? No, I don't go with him no more.
Yeah, what you mean?
He's like, we just broke up. We still mad, I just broke up with him. I'm like, I don't, what? But I think it's what it means that they mad at each other right now, if I can have to take a guess. It's like right. They mad at just ain't fucking each other like no more. But I don't, oh man, that's like I said, that's why I want to get to the point where I don't like them, where you know you got to send the cussings out through your kids. Hey, mama said she want that $200. Well, you tell your mama, take the $200 and go fuck herself with it.
Right.
Mama said, daddy, mama said you can take the $200 and you kiss your ass with it. Oh, you tell her don't ask me about no motherfucking money no more. Mama said she ain't going to ask you. Right. She said you ain't even got that much money to begin with. Like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
And no, mama said, real. Why don't you go talk to mama said, why don't you go talk to the little brown skinned woman you was he kicking with the other. You know what? I can't say nothing to nobody.
Right.
I can't say nothing, nobody can.
I'll be watching movies like that. I'll be looking like, fuck, that's really how it is. It's not fun. It's not funny and it's not fun all the time. Like right now we're at that stage. Right now. You know?
When y'all were younger though, especially y'all being from LA County, were y'all like Yvette and Jody on Baby Boy?
Right, yeah.
The way you looked up, like, how can I say this without saying it? You try to pull a Donald Trump, let me say something, pull it out my ass without saying it. You know something, you being from Compton, I never thought that movie, even me being from Mississippi, I thought the end of that movie was so fucking stupid. I'm like, yeah. So he still ain't got no job.
Right.
And they sit in the middle of the park after he done killed the nigga. I know them niggas from the other side. Right, so them niggas from the other side not gonna put two and two together. I'm like, fucking Doughboy got killed 2 weeks later in Boys in the Hood. This nigga here a whole few. I'm like, how? How, Sway?
Right, right. Well, you know, it seemed like at the end of that movie, they just got tired. It was like, all right, wrap it up. You know,
well, I'm sitting here like, I'm not even, it was like before I even moved to SoCal, I'm like, okay, and then when I moved to SoCal, I said, okay, that's some bullshit. I said, they got some get back. Yeah. I said, they got their points back in 48 hours.
Yeah, no, for real.
I'm saying, because it don't take that much to put two and two together. But like, okay, we shot at this nigga. Okay, he dead. Oh, I know who did. Hey, homie, turn on Western, homie. I know where he at. Turn on Western. Like,
right.
So it just threw me for a loop. So I'm not, so you, what you once said, you 50. So like growing up in Compton, what was that like for you? Were you mobbed up with anybody? Your family was mobbed up with anybody? What?
No, I mean, you know what? It's a trip how they talk about Compton. Compton ain't, people thinking, oh God, we going to Compton. We rolling in Compton. I guess because I'm from Compton and grew up in Compton all my life, Compton was like a regular city. Yeah, you got, I mean, I'm in Hemet. I live in Hemet right now. Hemet could be just as bad. They just raunchy in a different race. You know what I'm saying? Compton was, it was fun. I had a lot of friends. I did a lot of wild shit. I was wild. But yeah. I mean, what was true about the game banging? All I wanted to deal with was hardcore game banging ass niggas too, you know, because that's all that was out there, especially in the neighborhood I grew up in.
But
I mean, it was cool. I guess I can't say, that's like me hearing about New York. You hear so much stuff about New York, I'm gonna be scared to go there, like, oh shit, is it really like, but the person who grew up in New York feel like it's just a normal thing. So for me, it was a normal thing. It ain't like, oh, my cousins got killed, some niggas ran in my house and we got tied up. It wasn't all that. I didn't experience that.
But what, you said the neighborhood you grew up, which neighborhood you grew up in? Because I know you grew up in a neighborhood, so. The way you wrote welcome, WELLKUM, I say, don't come in with that. Don't come in on that gang shit.
You're right. I grew up in a blood neighborhood. It's called Elm Street. That's where my brother is from. I'm surprised me and my sister didn't gang bang, but you know, I know a lot of people from there. I hung out. We didn't really hang in Compton. I hung out in different cities. Cause back then I was a pretty girl. Y'all was fine, boy. So we was everywhere. Me and my sister was everywhere, but we knew a lot of people from the neighborhood. Like we know, like a lot of them come to the shows, you know, to support me or whatever. But yeah, it was cool.
I don't know. Now you thinking about one dude where it looked like he had his dickies down to like about his ass. He had his creased up and had that bulls stuff on. Had that Jerry curl that was just right. You look like you think, I remember him. Yeah, I don't think he looked like you think. He's like, I used to mess with hardcore gang, but you like you went back to one. Cause every time, like, that's how I am about San Diego. Every time I speak about San Diego, I'm talking about San Diego. But I think about this one chick that I got in mind. Every time I go, and my uncle told me, he said, you think about that little piece of pussy in San Diego. You ain't thinking about going to the beach. And I'm like, boy, San Diego, I tell you, boy, I used to do my thing. You think about that little girl in San Diego. You ain't thinking about damn Coronado Beach. You think about what you were doing to her on Coronado Beach. I like, look, don't worry about that, sweetheart. Don't worry about all that. I saw it, didn't you? And you were like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it was good. It was cool.
So were you, I know you were around. Did you actually get to see like any like the hip hop acts like before they blew up, not after they blew, like I'm talking about like Quick,
CMW
and NWA. Did you get to see all them? What was that like? Did you know watching them? Oh, they gonna be some, but you just like, oh, they just niggas from the neighborhood.
Yeah, I didn't know none of them like that. I seen Eazy-E one time at Knott's Berry Farm with his family, but no, I don't know any like known rappers. I'm like, damn, I grew up with him. No, I don't.
I ain't say know him. I'm just saying like you probably, because I know you got to throw concerts in your home, but you just probably just thought.
Right.
I'm just saying you just thought like, oh, he ain't going no farther. So I'm like, oh, he, I think he got something.
Right. No, I don't remember. I can't recall anybody I've seen like that.
No, okay.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I mean, you being honest. I mean, because I always try to ask people that grew up, like, hey, did you see him? Not say, oh, we were partners. Like, did you see him before? Was like, you were like, oh, he all right, or like, he might go somewhere. But anyway.
Right. That's like me. That's like, if I was a blow up, because, you know, we do comedy. If I was a blow up right now, all them niggas over there, it'd be a lot of people going, oh, shit, I used to go to her shows. Like, damn, she came up. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but no, I haven't. Yeah, I don't know anyone like that.
Yeah, because like I said, I had a couple dudes I did comedy with in Atlanta. I see them, and I'm like, oh, shit, he on Comedy Central now. Like, one of them, he should have been the new Steve for Blue's Clues. I'm mad about that. But, you know, they, you know why they ain't let him be on that. We ain't going to say what's understood don't need to be said. So, but like, so y'all know, but other than you wanting to be an astronaut one day and a cargo the other day, were you like the funny child? Were like you the roast of the class clown? Talk back.
Yeah, that was me. My friend, that's why one of my cousins, when she found out I was a comedian, she texted me. She said, why am I not surprised? You know, because, yeah, I was the funny one, the goofy one. It wasn't more of a goofy, goofy class clown. It was more of when we get together, we gonna laugh all day. I could be sad about something and crying, and you could be with me, and I'm gonna say some shit that's just gonna come off the top of the dome. You're gonna be like, well, bitch, we supposed to be crying right now. You know, I was that person. So, yeah, I want to say I'm the fun one out the bunch, out my family.
Are you more of an uplifter when you did that? Are you like the roaster, like people knew not to come around you wins? Like, oh, Tamika over here, man. She go, nah, come bring your ass here. I see you. Come on, come around that car. I saw you get out that car.
No, I wasn't. I don't know how to bag. I don't know how to roast. I'll clown you if we get to like conversing with each other. And now I'm looking at you. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm not really into it to like, because sometimes I feel like when you roasting people, some people are getting their feelings hurt. I'm not into hurting feelings,
Me neither.
Unless you piss me off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was more of the, say you come around me and you chilling and you do some dumb shit. I'm gonna look at you, be like, see, nigga. And now we finna clown about what just happened. But I'm gonna go on and on, you know?
I'm the same way. I remember I had a homie in college. He caught the clap.
Yeah.
And boy, I messed with him I drove to the clinic. I was like singing, if you're happy, you know it, clap your hands. I started playing Know Your Clap, my Juvenile and UTP. I said, hey man, what's that song by Sean Paul? I said, well, just make it clap.
Yeah.
Just make it clap. And to this day, every so often I'm like, hey man, you know, Usher's Let It Burn came on. I think, man, fuck you. I'm just like, hey man, I said, you shouldn't have did that to that girl and you would have ended up at that clinic.
Right, no, like, for real.
Yeah. But it's got to be you close to me like now. And you know this being doing black comedy. Them jokes are all getting in a circle. They don't know each other. And it's like, bro, I don't really like, because I remember when I came back from my first deployment to Atlanta, they got new cats on there. And a dude just started trying to roast me. And I'm looking at him like, yo, nigga, who is you? And he's like, this little nigga probably gonna want to come. I'm like, little nigga, like.
Yeah.
And then one older established comedian came out and spoke. And then he looked, I said, boy, I was running these streets when you were still in diapers, homie. Like I said, like, if this streets, I said, I was an OG in these comedy streets while you was in diapers.
Right.
And then I said, and two, you don't need to be just roasting somebody you don't know, homeboy. Right. I said, because my partner was with me. My partner was like, he came 2 seconds from me hitting him in the jaw.
Right. See, some of that shit.
My partner was with me, and he was like, because I looked at my partner said, buddy didn't know he was 2 seconds from me getting him in his jaw.
Right.
And
because some of that shit you could take personal, especially if I don't know you. Yeah. You know, you want to just walk up and clown. I don't give a fuck that we comedians. I'm not walking around this motherfucker telling jokes all day and just goofing off with people I don't know. That ain't me. I'm a very serious person on the streets. If I meet you or if I meet someone, you don't know how people are every day. You know, you walk up and they be like, hey, Miko, this is Pete. Pete, this is Miko. And Pete not looking like he in a good mood. I ain't finna fuck with you. You know, I don't know if Pete gonna cuss me the fuck out.
Yeah, I had to do that when I first got to San Diego. One of them little weird comics down there, white comics down there, said something out of pocket. And I think it was like Rachel Moore. I said, my dude, I will slap the fuck out of you. He's like, huh? I said, I will slap the fuck out of you. I said, you're used to these other black comics who don't really check that or not about that life. I said, I will slap the shit out of you. He's like, oh, bro. I said, yeah, bro, you don't, you don't come up on nobody or nothing. You don't come up on no black man and say no shit like that.
Yeah, right.
I was like, just word to the wise. I said, because you're going to come up with somebody else. He ain't going to be like me. See, that's one thing. I really wish sometimes. Ignorant like some of my cousins sometimes.
Right. Me too.
I'd be like, ooh, I could just tap into their ignorance. Because like, why? Yeah. I say, I'm always the one that's level-headed, and I hate that. Because my friend be like, you too. That talking. Like my cousin and my brother be like, see, you want to talk to me and calm down? I'm like, no, bro, I just want to go home tonight.
Right. No, for real. Like, me too.
I've been arrested one time. That's why y'all that did time in prison, like when I got out for drinking and driving in Georgia,
yeah,
I called my brother and said, nigga, I don't know how you did this for 5 years. I did it for 8 hours. And I like the lost my mind. I was ready to snitch. I told him, I said, nigga, I was ready to snitch. Like, hey, hey man, I know some motherfucker got some parking tickets. Right. Hey, if I snitch on myself for running a light, can I get out of here?
Right,
right. Why
would you
be out
sooner than this shit? You know?
I'm like 8 hours. I said, man, I was in 8 hours in the holding tank. Like, I said, y'all did this for 3 to 5 and was comfortable. Yes.
Right, right. And I did. I got comfortable. I mean, you know what? When I went to jail, I went to Civil Brand before they closed. It was 1995 to 1996. I went to Civil Brand and then I went to CIW State Prison for like two, my last little 2-3 months or whatever. I had to tell myself, you in here. They was trying to give me 8 years. So I told myself, you in here, so accept it. You have to accept it. I can't be in this motherfucker crying all the time. I can't be in here acting weak. My mama from Watts, from Project, wasn't no weak woman. When I called her from jail, I started crying. She was like, don't you do it. Don't you fucking do it.
Ain't no point in crying now.
You know? Huh?
Nah, no, don't cry now. You got yourself done. Like, that's why I was.
Yeah, she fucked up. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's no place I never want to go back to again. In prison, I got a job. And I remember one of the guards, she was a black woman. She was like, I'll see you back here again. I said, no, the fuck you won't. I won't be back in this motherfucker. Fuck that. I was like, I mean, it just, I was in the shower one time. A girl hopped in the shower with me. I just covered myself like, oh God, I'm finna get raped. Like you're gonna rape me. But she was real cool. She just told me I had a pretty body and she was talking to me, but she saw I was scared. So she got out the shower. This is in Civil Brand. Then when I got transferred to the prison, I was in the shower. This is when you first, it wasn't a big yard. So when I got in, when I'm in a shower here in receiving, it's only 3 showers. One of them got no doors. And I'm in line and you got 3 minutes. You get in there, take your shower, get the fuck out. And so I was like, please don't give me this one with no doors. Please don't give me this one with no doors. I get the one with no doors.
Yep.
So I'm in here taking my shower and the same girl that hopped in the shower with me at Civil Brand walked by and I just looked at her and she came back and she looked at me and we both just started laughing. I started getting more comfortable. Like, you know what? This is my life right now. I don't know how long I'm gonna be here. This is it. This is your life. And I had to accept it.
So what is Civil Brand? Cause I know you mentioned, I thought back to that movie with Lisa Ray and old girl from Dead Presidents and the Brand. What is Civil Brand?
Civil Brand, it's the county jail. It's like a county jail for men, like how men go to Wayside. You know what that is?
I've heard of Wayside because like I read Monster Cody, RIP to him. I read his book, Autobiography for LA Gangbanger, and he mentioned Wayside in there. So I'm somewhat familiar with Wayside.
Okay, well Wayside is like Civil Brand is like the Wayside for women.
Okay.
You know, it's the county jail. That's the first jail you go to before they transfer you out to the prisons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, pretty much like, what is it called? My brother called it. I think he called it, because he did fed time, I think, transit. Transit. It's kind of like the holding cell for, it's like the holding cell for the pen, pretty much.
Right. Like the holding cell for the pen. Yeah. You don't just.
All right.
Brand, you're gonna do your little couple of years there until they get you like, okay, is her deal bad enough to where she gonna go to Chowchilla or CIW State Prison? A lot of us was going to Chowchilla and CIW State Prison. I went to CIW. Most of my friends went to Chowchilla because they was getting time, so they were still working on me to see. I went on a 90-day observation. They wanted to see how, because it was my first time ever getting locked up and in trouble like that. So they sent me to CIW State Prison to see how I act. Like, let me see if she could deal. So girls was already schooling me. You got to go in there. Don't make no friends. Cry all the time. You know, this and this and blah. And I did that. But it's a long story to that. But I ended up getting out. So yeah, I just only did it like 6 months.
You basically do like what people do in the military. You pull the crazy card. You know what? Because everything you saying, like you talk about the shower with no doors, and I'm like, that sounds like going to boot camp. But at least you lucky. Hey, y'all got 3 minutes. We had 30 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we had 30 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah, and we ain't have no star with no door. It was open bay. You saw everything.
Y'all had whole baths to take. Wash your face.
And even people still weren't hitting shit. They were supposed to, you get 30 seconds, woom, woom, woom. And it's like, bruh, hit your ass next time you go to the fucking shower, bruh. God damn.
Right, damn.
You know what terminology y'all use, like head, to go to the bathroom, it's the head. If you need them to get out the way, make a hole.
Yeah, right, right.
I remember telling my brother, because let me tell you how cheap my daddy is. So when I'm getting back from my first deployment, two of my brothers, they coming back from jail. They in the halfway house. So my daddy just threw a welcome home party for all three of us. I said, this is about the cheapest shit you can do. So I'm describing my deployment to my brother. And I'm using terminology. I said, nigga, he said, it sounds like you were locked up like me. I said, I was. I said, simple, when you come back, they throw a block party. When I come back, you was doing that for the white man. And
right, right. You're like, damn, I can't win.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I know you said you did, but you ain't like get in touch with your funny bone or nothing in jail. You like, man, fuck that, fuck being funny. I'm in jail. I'm done.
No, I was in jail clowning. That's how I am. You know, like when, like you, I could tell you probably was goofy since you was young. You know, you probably.
But I wasn't the class clown. I'm gonna be honest with you. I low key was screwed from Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really, all my brothers was older and shit. So I kind of, so I had to learn Hard Knock Life, but I played ball a lot and I was funny to right people. But it was like, shut up, shut your crazy ass up. Shut your dumb ass up. But I knew people. Okay. So that got me through, but I was like the screech of the group.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
I'm like, I'm off beat, but it's like, you all right.
But you the
weirdo of the group. So yeah. I mean, I could make people laugh every now and again, but if I try, they'd be like, shit your ass down. Because I ain't really go out and go do nothing, because I was a late bloomer. So once I started blooming, I started getting hip to shit, even though I wasn't in the streets, everybody like, oh, he ain't in the street, but that nigga know what's going down. He all
right
with us.
Right.
So
right. Well, okay.
So that's how I was.
When I, when I first got there, I was real quiet and reserved, and I'm scoping people out, because you can't just be goofy everywhere. Prison was the place. You know what I'm saying? You just don't go be goofy in jail, you know? So I was real quiet and reserved. It's once I got to know people and started hanging with different girls, just my whole inner funny side started coming out. Just, I'm not walking around the cell or nothing, like telling jokes or nothing like that. You know, it's just, it's conversation. It's how your conversation is. And now I'm just clowning about shit. I could see a girl and she done did some stupid shit, or she looked goofy to me, or I'm like, look what this bitch got on. And now we just, now I'm clowning and talking about her, you know, but I wasn't in there just straight. If somebody remember me from jail, they're not going to be like, oh, that was the funny one. They're not going to be like that.
Yeah. But you got me talking about some, look at what she got on. Look what she got on. Yeah, the same shit we got on. She got on some scrubs and some slippers. What you talking about? What you mean, what you got?
I seen two girls get married. I was just telling my husband this. I seen two girls get married in prison. And I was like, they just... So the stud, the boyish one, she had on her little stuff, tried to, you know, fix it up or whatever. The girl, they wrapped her up in toilet paper and made a dress. I was like... So now I'm sitting there, I was like, this is not the time to clown, because they're serious. Yeah. They done made her little head wrap. They done put all this toilet paper around her breast. And she had a cute shape. Very pretty girl. Very pretty girl. They gave her a little tank top, you know, covered her breast up and covered all the bottom up and made her a skirt. And I'm just like, oh, y'all creative with the toilet tissue. We need that to wipe our ass. You know what I'm saying? But when they was doing that kind of shit, I was like, this is another fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, they wrapped her up in toilet paper and somebody really married them. You know, the shit was just crazy. It was a whole nother life in jail for me.
Do you talk about this on stage or anything? Like, you
know, I've been doing comedy almost 13 years and I've never talked about my prison life. I just started writing about it a week ago. I told my daughter, I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about my life in jail.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Netflix, but Tubi, because you know Tubi put anything, or you could do a Tubi version of Orange New Black.
No, for real, yeah. Because I remember when I first walked in Civil Brand, I had just, when I was on the streets, I just got my bob cut, shaved head in the back, and my bob was, I was slayed. Like I said, I was a cute girl back in my days, but I was bout it, whatever you want to do. I'm just down, whatever. And so I remember I was sitting in there waiting on them to open the doors to the dorm at Sybil Brand, and girls are coming to the door pointing. And I'm looking, I'm with this girl who I got locked up with. And I said, I looked at her. I said, what the fuck? I said, you ever been to jail? And she was like, no, you. And she looked scared to death. I said, no. But my mama always told me, like, if you're going to go to jail, you're going to do some dumb shit to get yourself in jail, you better chuck it up. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, my God, they finna open these doors. These bitches finna act like vultures. We get inside. I'm holding my mattress. Yeah. Where I'm, because when I gave it to me, I said, what is this? And they was like, oh, that's your mattress. I looked at it like, it's about this thick, my mattress. And it's folded up. I was like, oh, God, this is what they call hard time. So I'm walking through there looking for my bed. I'm at bed 117. My lucky number is 17. I'm at bed 117. So I'm walking through there.
Well, ain't went that lucky that day.
Right. This girl started going, hey, girl. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. My mama raised me to never answer to a girl, you know? Yeah. And if they don't know your name, it's excuse me. I'm using this tactic in prison. Like, get the fuck out of here. This girl was going, hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. I'm just walking my bed. I'm trying to look hardcore and shit. I'm walking through. And in my head, I'm going, God, please let me make it through here. And so the girl finally was like, excuse me. And I turned around. I'm trying to be hard. I said, what's up? You know? My heart is palpitating. I said, what's up? She was like, what bed you looking for? And I told her or whatever. But she was like, oh, yeah, it's over here. So she was telling me where the bed is. In my head, I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, my God, please don't try to rape me or y'all tricking me being nice and y'all going to jump me later. Jail was a trip. It was a trip. I actually got in jail and we started a prayer group.
I'm laughing because all the shit you were saying. Yeah, we started a prayer group like. Boy, hey, I know you're from my west, but I swear you like somebody southern ass auntie will cut your ass out, smoke and drink. I gotta go to church now. You know I'm on the motherboard. Like,
a lot of people be asking me where I'm from too, but yeah, I got in there. I think I got in there and found the Lord, and I told God I'm gonna never look back. This is not no jailhouse prayer. God, get me out of
yes,
here.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. We all give up them jailhouse prayer. When I was in the cell, I'm like, Lord, if you could just, when the man was running me to the blow, I'm like, Lord, if you could just make this bitch hit 0.08, I swear to God, I won't never drink and drive no more. I won't never go see that girl no more, because I actually got caught. I could have made it home, but I was going to, a woman wanted to see me by the horse, so I had to go talk to a woman by the horse. And then they called me. I was like, Lord, I swear to God, if you do this, I ain't going to fornicate no more. I ain't going to never drink and drive no more. First thing I did is when my boy bailed me out. He said, what you want to go do? Man, let me go get a drink, and I'm going to go call that chick. He said, what? I said, man, look, I ain't driving. I said, ain't no point in dwelling on it. This didn't happen.
Right.
First thing I went and got me something to drink and went and got me some more ass. I'm like...
You like about that, Lord, about that.
Well, I mean, there's no point. He didn't get me out of the situation. I'm like, well, I mean, you ain't hold a bro in it. But no, hey, let me move on. Look, no, and I, you remember about prison, we'd be on there all day. So when did you start, like, hitting the stage? When did you start comedy?
I'm 50 years old. I started at, like, 37, 38. Okay. I don't know made me do this. I don't, and I say that till this day. I was at work and I have a friend. His name is I can't remember his name right now. But anyway,
I was at work, I got a friend. Shit, I can't remember his name.
I remember his last name is Harris, big old white dude. Okay. And I remember he came to I was at my desk and he was excited. I said, what's wrong with you? And he said, tomorrow I'm going to I don't know if you heard of the Ice House in Pasadena.
I performed there one time with Big Mike. God rest his soul.
Yeah, amen. And I remember he was like, I'm going to the Ice House in Pasadena. I said, what's that? He was like, I'm going to start trying to do comedy or whatever. I said, for real? I don't know what the fuck made me say I want to do it. And I was like, I think I could do it. He was like, you want to go with me? Write down a script for 3 minutes of funny and then let's go. He flaked out. He didn't end up going. I remember I wrote down the script. I'm on my phone talking, listening to myself. You hate yourself when you listen to yourself. Or I see myself. Yeah, when I see myself performing, I'm like, oh, I can't really watch it. But so I did that. My friends came from Vegas to pick me up to take me to Pasadena. I flaked out. My heart couldn't take it. I was like, what the fuck am I thinking? I can't do this shit. What? I don't want to be no comedian. So I got this script down. I didn't go that month. I think it was every 3 months. Next thing you know, I told my buddy, my best friend and her boyfriend, they came and got me, took me to Pasadena. Short white dude. He was like, if I get, it's like, goddamn, it's like 100 comedians up in there. We got 3 minutes to do this. My best friend said the white dude was cracking and it's got to be clean. I ain't never did clean since. But she said, Miko, the white dude was cracking up. So I remember he announced, after everybody was done, he announced, if I give you a set of these blue tickets, that's the date you're going to perform at the Ice House. I wasn't worried about performing. I did really, the reason why I did that was to break the fear of being in front of people talking. He set a stack of cards in front of me. My best friend screaming. I'm looking at him like, yeah, I pushed him back. Like, yeah, I don't need him. Like, I'm not going to perform. Fuck this shit. But I told myself, go ahead. So on YouTube, I was in an all-white outfit. I don't know if you saw it, but I got a standing ovation that night.
Oh, that's the first time you ever did it, 3 minutes.
First time on stage ever. And I think we had like 5 minutes that day. Yeah, but I was feeling myself. But at the same time, it was all of my friends and family that came. And other comedians brought their friends and family. This one guy told me, he said, all right, that's cool. You got a standing ovation. That's because all them people love you. Then people just excited to see you on stage, period. He said, go do that same set at another show and see what your reaction is. I never did that set again. I changed my host. The set you see on YouTube, I never did it again. Yeah. I never said a joke. I'm going to bring some back to the stage because they were funny. But I think the first 3 times I did comedy when I first started, woo, I talk about when I got booed.
I'm about to say, because like, I ain't gonna say the first time you got bombed. If you remember, what's the worst bomb you ever had?
Oh my God. My third time on stage. This dude saw me previously and he was out. Do you know Adrian McCovey?
Yeah, I know him. Big dude, big light skinned beard. I know Adrian.
Okay, so AD, we had the show. I don't know him. Me and my husband at the show. I went to the show and AD was there. He was scouting. And with me being hood, because he was like, God damn, you fine as fuck. He said, but you ghetto as hell. He was like, you want to come to my show? And I got a show every Wednesday. I got to his show on Wednesday. When I tell you, I froze up so bad, I couldn't think of one joke. That's back in the days when Mike Vick was killing them dogs, right?
Yeah.
When he got arrested. My dumb ass got on stage because I was fucking up so bad. Not one smile. You know what I'm saying?
Mike Vick, for white people, don't defend him. Black people don't attack him.
Oh my God.
I said,
I got a joke about Mike Vick. Y'all want to hear it? This is how bad I'm doing. And people was like, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, baby. Just go ahead. And I said the joke. I was just like, I was just so fucked up. The crowd had already ate me alive, you know, but that was, I got off stage. AD came and got me. He was like, get down. Get out. He grabbed my hand.
Where was that show at? I mean, where, like, is that in LA County? Where at? If it was, where at?
That one was in Ontario. It was called At My Place. That's what the show was called. At My Place. The venue was called At My Place. Yeah. He walked me off stage, but you know what he said to me? He said, you want to come back next Wednesday? I looked at him like, nigga, you want me back next Wednesday? He said, bitch, you just died up there. You need to redeem yourself. I came back that next Wednesday and I fucking tore the stage up because I told myself, as a comedian, you can't be scared no more. Go up there, do your shit and stop tripping. I never bombed again after that.
That's one thing about AD. AD gonna tell it like it is. I remember that. I ain't did nothing with him since like 16 or 17. My first time in SoCal, but he gonna tell it like it is. Yeah. So that's, I need to get him on here eventually too. I'm glad you mentioned, I forgot all about him. But, so when did you like, because my man Kev Davis, who I had on one previous episode, when did you hook up with him and Mac Rome, who I also got to get on here?
Oh my God. Me, him, and Mac been friends. We've been friends a long time. I met them. I don't even know how long it's been. It's probably been about 10 years, maybe about 10, 9 years or whatever. But I don't even remember how I met Mac Rone before Mac Rone started doing comedy. He was just coming to comedy shows. Actually, and I'm gonna let Mac Rone tell his own story, but I didn't know he was homeless at the time too. Wow. Came up, but I remember I took to him because I was like, this dude is so humble and so cool. He supported me and it came to a lot of our shows. I mean, he just was a cool dude. Kevin Davis, I met him while he was doing comedy. I don't remember how we met, but those two I can honestly say are my brothers. I'm actually doing a show with them October 15th.
Yeah, Kev, like I said, I met him. I don't even know exactly remember. I just remember he started doing shows in San Diego and I forgot about deployment. And then just from there, we just started. He's like, little man, you got something, little brother, you got something, and whoop the whoop. And I'm surprised, you know, and Mike Mitchell, I'm surprised you never did none of his shows down there in San Diego while I was there. Because you was performing while my first tour there. So that's why I was like, oh, she been doing, because I'll go back and see some of his flyers.
Yeah.
It wasn't Barstow. Some of them were Barstow, some of them was Dago, and you were tagged in some. I'm like, oh, I wonder why she never came down to San Diego.
Yeah. I've only did like two of his shows in Barstow. I didn't know he had shows in San Diego.
Yeah, he used to have the main shows he used to have at Madhouse Comedy Club when he used to be. I'm not familiar you all with San Diego. I don't know if you go to San Diego a lot. Well, they used to have this mall downtown San Diego called Horton Plaza, and it used to be at the top of it. They tore it down now, and now it's with an old Hard Rock Cafe in San Diego, but it used to be at the top of the mall. He used to throw them like once a month. It was called CWA Comics with Attitude. I liked the show. They was good, but people kind of like spilled it out there. They shitted on them because they was what they call bringer shows. He doing that, and you can't. I'm like, well, I tell people, I don't know if you know this. Comedy is by putting asses in seats. And I had to tell him, I'm like, his shows are usually when I see this place more full. Now they are. But at that time, I'm like, because honestly, that spot wasn't getting comics that were on TV, but comics that anybody heard of. And so people were like, we don't know what the fuck this is.
Right.
You're not coming to this. So, and I'd go in there like trying to work it out. From the naval base, so I'm like, it's right there. I'm gonna go there, hit it, and go on back to base. I used to go in there like, where is everybody? But he'll do his, and he's talking. You know, Mike, you do like, hey, you can't bring these people. I can't put you up. So
yeah.
I used to have more than my fair share. And it got to the point. He said, man, you didn't brought people. Whether you get people or not, I'm gonna put you up. But I used to have people. Like people either came to support me or my friends. Like, we just want to see if you're gonna bust your ass up though, so we can talk about you. So I had people coming either to chill or people just to come like, I want to see this motherfucker bus. Cause that's how military people are out there, people in the hood. Like my friends say, I'm going to come if your ass ain't fun. I'm telling everybody you suck tomorrow. I get to work the next day like, oh, that nigga actually good. I'm like,
right.
Yeah, like friends like y'all, who the fuck need enemies? So
that's why I was like. When I did that first show, my husband, homeboy, a thug, and him and his wife came. When he hugged me at the door, he whispered in my ear, he said, nigga, you better be funny or I'm a clown your ass. So you're right. Them hood, you know, your real friends will be like, I'm coming to you, better not fucking fail, you know?
Yeah. And they'll be right there in the audience like, okay, he looks funny. He got a little something. That's actually funny. Like one of my boys did that. Was like, oh shit, that's actually funny. Nigga, shut up.
Yeah, fuck you.
Like this, hey, that's actually funny. I was like, I got on stage. I said, I'm gonna talk off. I said, you lucky your wife here? Cause nigga.
Right.
But like I was saying, yeah, once again, RIP to Big Mike. That was a hard pill to swallow right there. So what are your goals? Like, what do you see? Like, what do you want your brand to be? What's your end goal in this comedy game?
You know what? When I first initially started doing comedy, my end goal, I just wanted to be an actress and be on TV. I want to be on somebody movie. I feel like I ain't never took an acting class a day in my life, but I feel like I could do it. Now it's been 13 years. I'm off and on with it. I call it a hobby now. It's just something I like to do. It's my stress reliever. You know, when I'm going through my shit, I talk about shit my husband really did. I make it funny. We've been through where he's committed adultery, like in real life. I talk about it on stage. I exaggerate a little more, but I do it to heal myself.
Okay, so if somebody came to you, hey, we want you to be in, it's like, no, this is just my therapy. This is what I do.
I'll jump in.
Yeah, look here about this truck. I ain't never liked driving cross country. I'm tired. You know, I'm ready to see my babies every day. Yeah, y'all gonna. You're gonna pull a Harlem Nights. Like, oh boy, put on Harlem Nights. Hey, I ain't coming in no more. Take it easy.
Right. No, for real. I'll pull that motherfucking truck over, call dispatch. Hey, the truck is on 5th and because I'm gone. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Shit, I ain't got to get y'all. Y'all got GPS on this. I'm tired of this.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. I'll be gone. I prefer doing comedy.
Oh, man. But hold up, man. I didn't kill enough time. So before I get out of here, it's a game I play with every comedian. It's called This or That. So I usually take where they living at or where they from, and I'd ask them three questions about what they prefer over the other one. So with you being from Compton, I'm gonna try to make it as like LA as best I can. So first one I'm gonna do, Compton's Most Wanted or NWA?
Compton's Most Wanted.
I feel you on that. Because I feel like NWA is so commercialized. Like, and everybody know them. But you got to show enough love, like, right, early 90s rap and gangster rap to know about Compton's Most Wanted. So,
right.
So I did that. Shout out to MC8. What's the other one? Roscoe's or Fat Burger?
Woo!
Yeah.
Roscoe's.
But you from there, so I give. I don't know me. I mean, I like Roscoe's.
Yeah,
but once I had a fat burger, I said, I'll see why Cube stopped here at 2 a.m. to get one.
Yeah.
But you can't beat that Obama special, though. You really can't. You can't beat that Obama special. What was it called before the Obama special? Because I know that ain't always been the name. What was it called before that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure, because that's like the standard meal they got. I'm like, this look like their average meal. This can't be the Obama special, because I'm pretty sure when this shit opened in the 60s and 70s, he wasn't even thought of.
Right, so yeah.
So I want to know what it was called before, so I thought you would probably know, but hey, when I come back to Cali and I go to one in Hollywood, I'm getting Obama special. I got to. Every time
I call me so I can come up there and meet you up there so we can clown together.
Oh, hell no. You finna give me shot? You don't Crips be coming right on that bitch, man. Man, dude, I was by the Playhouse on Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
You know, doormen in California. They be thinking they tough. Man, it was a gang of Crips, man. It was a bunch of Crips walking up. And he tried to get tough. They said, hey, nigga, hey, cuz, we'll kill your ass. And that's on Raymond, homie. I'm like, oh, shit. That nigga talking about Raymond Washington. Let me get the hell out. Cause my people said, you get the fuck out of here. I said, why? I said, nah. He said, what? He said, that's on Raymond. He's either Raymond Crip or that nigga talking about Raymond Washington. He said, who that nigga? That's the founder. That nigga put that on the founder. He is finna do the damage. That nigga got the perpendicular stance and everything. So, hey, homie, I'll bust your ass. That's on Raymond, homie. I'm like, oh, no. I ran right across the boulevard. I almost got hit by goddamn taxis.
Yeah.
Across that bitch, I said, hey, when I heard that nigga say, that's on Raymond. Yeah, time to go. Hey, time to go. Yeah, no, come over. Yeah, time to go. So, do you follow football a little bit?
Not really. But what's the question?
The question is going to either be the L.A. Rams or the L.A. Raiders.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to say the Raiders.
Of course.
My brother is a hardcore Rams fan, but I'm going to say the Raiders. Definitely. The Raiders.
Why? Because of the gear and all that? And then, like, because that was what the thing to wear in the 80s and the 90s, or what? Just
about. Originally where they from.
Huh?
Because originally where they from.
Oakland?
They from Oakland. No, those
are
the LA Raiders.
They was from Oakland. They moved to LA. Then they moved back to Oakland. Then they moved to Las Vegas.
Okay, well then I said it because they was the LA Raiders. That's the name I know, and I support any team that's from LA.
All right, know what I'm saying? Because like, I heard the Coliseum is like literally smack dab in the hood.
It is. It is. In Vegas, you talking about?
Huh?
Are you talking about the Coliseum?
No, I'm talking about the LA Coliseum. They used to play in the LA Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. He's driving right down the street. He like, oh, shit.
Because they say that's the nickname they give USC is the University of South Central.
Yeah. Oh, I heard. My cousin just passed. He used to security guard for USC. He was like, Miko, I don't care what college your daughter go to. Don't send her there.
Damn, I ain't know SC was that bad. I thought SC was good.
Terrible. Yeah. When
they say it's in the middle of the hood, they're like, nah, they said, bro, SC is in the middle of the hood. They said, don't let that Hollywood and Palm Beaches fool, I mean, Hollywood and Palm Trees fool your ass. They say, this still the hood.
Right, for real. UCLA the hood, though. You know, it's a lot of these colleges, they put them smack dab in the hood. Where my daughter go now, it's in the ghetto. I see prostitutes walking down the street. I'll be like, where the fuck? You know, we out of state.
I thought UCLA was in Westwood. I thought that was where the preppy people stayed.
It's ghetto. It's ghetto. My niece just started going there like 2 weeks ago.
All right. Well, where your daughter go to school at?
She at Grand Canyon University in Arizona. Ghetto.
Yeah, I know that. You know, I know that's good. That's where a lot of military people get their degrees from online. So I already know that. If the military, you ain't say no more. Say no more. I already know. When you said Grand, I said, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Oh man, you know what? Thanks for taking time out your busy Saturday, because I know you're a trucker, and I'm like, woo, I hope she ain't sleeping nothing like that. Thanks for being the first lady I got on there.
Hey,
I mean, you made
fun.
This fun.
You probably scared
a lot of people, because I mean, when I took that picture with you and in Cali, my boy like, yo, who that is right there? I said, oh, nigga, that's she from Compton, dog. I'm talking about she from the third.
I said, hey,
don't let that fool you. I said, hey, nigga, that same thought you had right to him. I'm like, shit, I ain't taking me my auntie. And Kevin like, nah, that she's like, nah, nigga, he said, that motherfucker, that crazy. I said, she can't be that crazy. I'm like, never mind.
Y'all stupid.
No, because even when you saw me like on stage, you talked to me. I think she gonna probably come over and start being rude. Say, oh, you funny? Let me take a picture with you, baby. I'm like, okay, like. I thought you were like, oh, she gonna come over with an attitude and everything. Like, I'm like, oh, no, she cool. Cause I told my boy, I was like, he's like, oh man, cause he's like, I see from Compton. He's like, oh snap. I said, nah, she cool. I said, but hey, I can look at her from talking to her. She got him.
Yeah.
I said, I ain't have nobody. I said, but hey, I can see about her vibe. She'll get in that pretty ridiculous stance, hike them things up. Be like Kendrick. Where your grandma stay, nigga? Where your grandma stay?
Your ass is crazy. I didn't know you live where you live. I was looking forward to doing more comedy with your crazy ass.
I was mad we was going to Cal, because like Kev told me, said, you know they still talking about your ass up there. And to make the shooters, I'm like, hey. But I'm gonna actually be back. Like, we coming back sometime in the spring. I can't really give out details, but it'll be sometime in the spring, summertime, I'll be back in California. Okay. So I'll be back.
Okay. You're gonna have to hit me up. We gotta hang out, Pete. For real.
Yeah, we do, but I don't, you know, I mean, you gotta bring your husband with you, because I don't want him. Cause you know I'm young, you know, it'd be like, huh, you're going out with that young motherfucker, huh?
No, look, real quick before we go, that same night we was taking pictures, right? It was me taking pictures of everybody. Yeah. One of the guys, an ex-coworker, young dude in his 30s. We took a lot of pictures together. I called him my little brother. But my husband, when I got home, he was like, who was that light-skinned nigga? I was like, who? He said, the nigga you took about 100 pictures. Well, y'all took a lot of pictures together. I said, oh, my God. I didn't know my husband do be on there pinpointing. Let me see how many motherfucking pictures she got with this nigga.
Yeah, they said, yo, help me from the pictures you see. I'm like, oh, yeah, that nigga look like he was like somebody look at her, just like talk to her. So why you asking this nigga for the time? I got a phone. I got a class. What you trying to get the time for? what you need to know? And what you need to know what the time is? Where you going?
Right.
You need to be worried about time. Where you going?
No, for real.
Why you gotta know what time? You gotta figure out how long you got till you gotta be there.
Right.
Bitch, if I find out you cheating on me, I kill you.
I kill you, bitch.
I love you and I kill you.
Oh, he is like that though. He be like, that nigga just talking and shit. I be like, damn, baby, calm down.
Y'all love, I don't understand why y'all love it, because and it be even chicks when I do that, when I'm just like laid back, don't care. See, you don't even care, but I get like, so who the fuck that dude is?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, now why you was real? It don't even be, I'm mad you talking to him, like, I'm ready to fucking go. You just over there talking to that nigga. I don't know. What you think? Ain't nobody fucking him. I'm not worried about fucking him. I'm hungry and I'm sleepy. Who said that?
Right.
I'm like, you nutty bitch, you want me to do this?
Right.
And she like, so you don't care about me? I said, sweetheart, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you want to screw that nigga, I don't care. I'm trying to get rid of you anyway.
Yeah.
Give me a reason. Please cheat on me so I can have a reason to leave you.
Give me one reason.
Like, I'll be like, I want you to. I'm cheating on you with another man. Thank you, God. I don't want to get rid of your ass.
Yeah.
I ain't tired of you. I remember I had one, like I said, I literally had one who told me, I'm messing with another dude. Thank you, God. That dude ran into me one day somewhere later. He was like, bro. I said, no. Like your mama tell you. That was you. That was you decide. Now you see why I'm happy. All sales are final. You can have now you got something like I did.
Your turn. Have fun.
Yeah, your turn, nigga. I said, your turn. That's why I wasn't tripping when she told me about you. Like, all right, he'll learn.
Yeah.
You
invited the nigga here, so we could have just got this over with.
No, the dude used to come by walking by mugging me, and my boys was with me. My boys was like, hey man, he come over there, we gonna give it to his ass. Like, bro, I ain't worried about him. I said, give him by the month. He gonna realize he ain't win.
That dude
came up to me. I'm at the bar by myself. So I kind of like hunchback in the bar and I kind of put him down, like, what's up, nigga? He like, bro, I see why you stop for.
Oh, no.
I said, all right, bro, what you drinking? I got you.
Hey, get what
he's doing. He running through the mud, ain't it? Now you see why I wasn't mad. Bro, this big crap. I told you. Hey, I wanted to warn you.
Right.
Man, come on, bro. You got to come. No, I don't want him back. No.
Yeah.
You're gonna have them.
Yeah.
It's seen, don't it? Hey, she about to come in the door. Get away from her. She about to come in the door.
Right.
No, don't cry. Like your mama, she about to move. Don't cry now, because you weren't crying when you was doing it.
Yes,
keep the same minute. Keep saying, you like, man. I said, hold the head up and take that.
Right.
Boy, I laughed so hard. I'm talking about, I know I stayed in my car about 30 minutes in tears.
Oh.
I called my homeboy and I'm running the whole play down. So I'm like, bro, you this nigga, she would. He cried. Oh, nigga, I can't stop crying. I said, hey, bro, you might have to come get me. I'm gonna get pulled over. I told my boss to come pick me up.
You so damn stupid.
Then I got in the car with him. And then I laughed. He said, nigga, if you don't stop laughing, I'm pulled over and beat your ass. I said, I'm gonna be good.
Yeah. That's a damn shame. It was that bad to get rid of. It was that.
Oh, man. She was terrible. But you know what I mean? Not to go into detail about me, but. I'm like Future. I'm toxic as hell. And I like pretty women.
Yeah.
So, like, if you would have, I'm just saying, like, you, like, if I'd have ran into you, my age, like, right. If you, like, I ran you back when you were like 20 something, 30 something, I'd have been, you would have been the perfect type. Like, all that stuff you told me about you, you can tell me, I went to jail, I did it. I'm like,
you're like,
she fine as hell, though. Look at that ass. The woman told she went to jail. She went to jail for dope dealing. I mean, she know how to deal with money. So, you know, I need one with some money. one with some money. Mm. But she's fine. Yeah, she yellow, too. You know, I like them yellow ones.
She workable. She ain't kill nobody.
I said, we can work on that. She didn't kill nobody. Okay, she went to jail for dope. It ain't like she killed nobody.
Right.
Yeah, let me. Yeah. Oh, let me get up out of here. We'll be on here for another hour or something. All right,
I enjoyed myself. Thank you for thinking of me.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for being the first lady to have on that. Oh, this one, you know, boy, people gonna be like, oh, this woman crazy as hell. But yeah, all right, you enjoy Grand California sunshine that's out there. Cause I'm up here with this watch. Oh, the sun is actually out today. But yeah, I'm gonna be back. Like, we'll get up when I get back next was it spring or something? We'll get up.
Okay, for sure. All right. Well, take care of yourself.
You do the same. Keep it in the middle of the road, literally.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.